As we've been reporting, Governor Charlie Baker today will unveil a plan to ease coronavirus restrictions in the state. Baker has said not to expect a complete reopening, but rather a gradual process that will unfold in four phases. The first phase is expected to include construction, manufacturing, and houses of worship. For a preview, we turn now to WBUR's Callum Borchers, who joins us right now. Good morning, Cal.
Good morning, Bob.
So the anticipation of this day has been building for quite some time, Cal. So what do we know about the plan that the governor's reopening advisory board is going to lay out today?
Well, you're right about the building anticipation, you know, and part of that is because the governor has extended his order closing non-essential places of business multiple times already, and Baker has spent recent days trying to manage expectations about what's going to happen today. So as you said, Bob, he's promised this is going to be a gradual process, and when he sketched out the four phases last week, this is what he said about the timeline.
We'll continue to follow the data and the public health metrics to determine when phase one start of reopening begins, and then when it's safe to move on to concurrent phases after that. The goal is to begin this process around May 18th.
May 18th is today, of course. The Baker administration informed some municipal leaders over their weekend of what the plans would be. The Metropolitan Area Planning Council shared those details with member communities, and what the council told them is that beginning today, construction, manufacturing, and houses of worship will be allowed to resume operations with some added safety measures in place.
All right, Governor Baker has said facts on the ground will guide his decisions. Do we have a sense of what the reopening will look like beyond what you just said, even if we don't know exactly when the next phases after this first phase will happen?
Yes, yeah, so Lieutenant Governor Karen Polito chairs this reopening board, and she has said that physical distancing, mask wearing, and cleaning will be key components of the first phase. In other words, life may not look too much different from the way that it does now. Governor Baker said last week that the first businesses to reopen will be the ones that can limit contact between employees and customers, and between employees and other employees. So that's where manufacturing seems to fit in. You know, customers don't walk in to shop anyway, and the manufacturing floor might be rearranged to keep space among workers. Construction has been allowed to continue in some cases through the shutdown, but it looks likely that more construction is going to resume here in the first phase.
What about houses of worship where people generally gather together? How's that going to work?
Yeah, it could be a little bit trickier, but attendance could be limited. Maybe there'll be multiple services. People may see chairs roped off, other measures to keep at least 6 feet of distance between you and everybody else in the sanctuary. The guidance shared by the Metropolitan Area Planning Council also mentions mask wearing, cleaning after every service, and also no social gatherings before or after a service. And other types of businesses like offices, retail shops, and hair salons, you know, they're hoping that they also will be allowed to open soon.
You know, there are 1 million Massachusetts workers who've lost their jobs because of the COVID-19 outbreak. What are people in the business community saying as they wait for this reopening plan, part of which the governor is going to announce today?
Well, some, as you might expect, say the state has been moving too slowly. John Hurst heads the Retailers Association of Massachusetts, and he's worried that local companies are falling behind their neighbors in nearby states.
All the other New England states will be open prior to Memorial Day weekend. We believe that we need to move with the other states.
Now, Hurst may still get his wish, and some state lawmakers agree with this view, but there are others on Beacon Hill who say Massachusetts may actually be moving too quickly. Here's Representative Christine Barber, a Somerville Democrat.
I know everyone wants to get back to work, but we have to do so safely so it doesn't end up bringing back a resurgence of the disease that we've seen in other places when things have reopened too quickly.
So Barbara there is referring to the threat of a possible second wave of COVID-19. And one other thing we do expect, Bob, is that when we see these restrictions, or restrictions rather, would return if the coronavirus shows a resurgence. We think that's going to be part of the plan unveiled today.
All right, which means that we'll be watching these numbers closely for some time then, Cal.
Yeah, and you know, one number I want to underscore this morning, Bob. The state yesterday reported fewer than 100 new deaths from COVID-19 for the first time in more than a month. Of course, we shouldn't put too much stock into a single number from a single day, but reports of new fatalities have been falling pretty steadily for a couple of weeks now.
All right, well, let's hope that continues. WBUR's Callum Borchers, thanks very much.
Glad to be with you, Bob.
And, of course, as we await details of the state's plan to gradually lift restrictions, WBUR will have coverage throughout the day.